4:35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have still no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Praise God.
Well, I was reading that last verse. If the Lord cares and I have voice, I'm going to try to preach one of these. What manner of man is this? But I'm not prepared to preach that right now. Because of the healings and the miracles that Jesus had done, the Bible tells me that the multitudes gathered wherever he went. The multitudes came to hear what he had to say, and because they said no one had ever taught like he taught, and no one had ever been anointed like the Lord was anointed, and the Bible said they had never seen it on this fashion. So they came, they wanted to hear what came from the lips of the Master. Now on this occasion were so many present, and the crowd pressing in, he was at the seashore. The Bible said he got in a ship, he got in a boat with the disciples, and they pushed away from the shore, and he sat in the boat and ministered to the crowds that were on the shore. While he was teaching that day, he told about the parable of the good seed. So let me say it really quickly. A lot of people have the idea that the seed of the fell on the good ground and all the rest, it's about the seed, and the seed represents the word of God in his parable. But the parable really was about the soil, the heart of man. And the heart of man is tender and pliable, and allowing God to have his way. When that seed reaches his heart, it does something. Or a man can have a hard heart, and the seed doesn't penetrate. Doesn't take root, and it's lost and gone. And so the emphasis was on the soil of man's heart. And then he mentioned about the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the candle. Lighted candle in the rest, but finally, when the day was over, the Bible says, he and the disciples sent the multitude away, and they got in the ship, and they started to the other side, and the 35th verse says, Jesus said, Let us pass over to the other side. There are some things in these verses that I hope that would be an encouragement, and something that will strengthen your hearts as believers. Number one, he said, Let us pass over unto the other side. Secondly, the Bible said there was a storm that came up. And thirdly, in the 39th verse, Jesus rebuked the winds of the storm. I want you to see three things. as I mentioned in what God told me, but not only are we promised fellowship with the Lord on this journey, we have the assurance that we're going to have a safe landing on the other side. There's going to be a safe passage. We're going to make it to the other. Let us go over. Let us pass over to the other side. Listen, if you will, to what I say right now. Jesus did not say to the disciples, let's start. Let's start on the other side. Let's try to get it to the other side. Let's try to make it to the other side. Let us pass over, is what he said. That is a surety that we're going to make it if we'll serve God, if we'll stay in the boat. I preached for a sermon one time. Stay in the boat. Anybody remember me preaching that? Stay in the boat. If you stay with the Lord, stay in the boat, you're going to make it to the other side. We have the assurance, thank God, we're going to arrive safely home on the other side. That's where so many make mistakes. That's where so many think that they can make it alone. They can make it by themselves. They have no need of Christ. They have no need of the Bible. They have no need of the church. I've had people tell me, I don't need to go to church. Listen close, if you can get to the church, you need to be there. I realize sometimes you can't make it. I know that. I heard a preacher one time. You've heard him maybe on the radio. His name was J. Vernon McGee. He's dead now. He said a man would be better off driving 70 miles to church one way and going one time a week and getting a soul fed than going to a church across the street and die spiritually.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A lot of people have the idea, if I just go to church, going to church is not enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a good God we're serving this morning. Some think that they can make it without God. They're determined to do as they please. They don't want anyone to tell them that they ought to do this or they ought to do that or thou shalt not or thou shalt and all the rest. But listen to what I tell you now. No man can make it alone. You cannot make it by yourself. We all need money up to those who go with God. He promises that we will arrive safely on the other side. So he extends an invitation. Let us go over to the other side. Let me just give a story in the Bible. I read in the book of Judges that there was a man by the name of Barak. And the enemy had come against Israel. The forces of the enemy had come, and Barak was going to go out to fight the battle, and he realized he needed help. And so he went to the prophetess, Deborah. And he told Deborah the story, and Deborah said, go! God go with you. God will give you the victory. Listen to what Barak said. Now he believed that she was a godly woman. He believed that she was in touch with heaven. He believed that her life was righteous. This is what Barak, a man, said that was going to head up an army. He said, I'll go if you'll go with me. It's like my younger brother. Some things at night time, Mama, have devil to get up and go with me. I don't know what I'd do, but I was older than him, so I guess I'd go with him. I would go with him if Mama said so, surely. Here it is. Barak said to a prophetess, Deborah, I'll go up to fight against the enemy if you'll go with me. And Deborah said, okay, I'll go. You read that story in the book of Judges, and God gave a great victory. God gave a great victory because he went to the one that was in touch with heaven. And in touch with God. God went with them and they won the victory. And now Jesus is saying to us, let us go over to the other side. I thought about Deborah. I thought about this woman that loved God. I thought about the prophecy that she'd given. And now she decides to go with Barak. But listen closely to your pastor. We have someone greater than Deborah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. If Jesus is with us, If Jesus is with us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then the second part, he says, and there arose a great storm. First is the invitation. Then the Bible says, while they're out there on the sea, there's a great storm of wind that came up. I heard Bishop Wintley, can't remember his initials now, a black man out of Harlem. I heard him preach. Heard him preach at Greenwood some years ago, and he said, I believe that while Jesus was in that boat with the disciples, that the devil brought the storm. and tried to destroy them.
Amen.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. At all. Waters are disturbed. The winds are blowing. The waves are white caps out there. The water's coming over the sides of the boat. The Bible said the boat is filling up. And all the time, Jesus is asleep with his head on a pillow in the backside of the boat. And the storm is raging. And they awaken Jesus and said, Master, Master, don't you care that we perish? I want everyone to understand now what I say. He cares more than we can imagine. He cares when it seems like no one else does.
That's right.
He's there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you care that we perish? The devil, and this is the part number two that I was the first of all I mentioned, that there will be fellowship over the Lord. He invites us to come and go with him. The second thing, there will be some problems in your life.
Yes.
After you get saved.
Amen.
Things won't always work out like you hoped.
No.
Like you had prayed and like you had wished for. There will be some difficulties in life. There will be some hardships. There will be some sickness. There will be some things that will come your way that will seem like they will almost cause you to go under.
Come on then.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Some might even be there today. There's a storm that's raging. There's one at my house, my wife, this morning. A storm is raging, and I'm not going to preach about her condition, but there's a storm raging. When I'm preaching to you, we've talked about it. He invited her and me to go with him. While I'm here, she's there. He's there as well. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But there was a storm. So many people have the idea that when I get saved, if I serve God, if I love God, everything's going to be all right. I'll have no more problems. I'll have no more disease, no more sickness, no more Christian listeners. Some of the best people in the world have gotten sick.
That's right.
This has been a problem for man ever since Adam, I imagine. Yes. Especially since David. Why do the wicked prosper and the people of God suffer? Why? I don't have all the answers, but I know something. I know him. He's the answer. There was a storm that came. It looked like they were going under. It looked like it was going to be the end. They were going to be destroyed. That boat is going down. I can imagine them trying to bail the water out. If you've ever been in a leaking boat, that's not a good place to be. Especially in the midst of a storm. That's not a good place to be. And the disciples said, Master, don't you care? If you take nothing away from this service today except this, when you leave here, I want you to know, he cares. He cares. Whatever you go through in life, he cares. Mark that down and may it ring in your soul and in your mind. The last day of your life, Jesus cares. He cares, he cares. I thank you, people, for your prayers for our family. I thank God for hearing and answering. I've told so many already this morning. Last night was the best night my wife has had since she had surgery 2 weeks ago tomorrow morning. It's the best night. I believe it's going to get better.
Amen.
I don't know what's going to happen the next day and the next day. One thing I do know, if we go with God, we're going to have a safe journey to the other side.
Amen.
There's going to be no more tears and no more pain and no more suffering and no more pills to take.
Hallelujah.
I've been a pill doctor too long already.
Hallelujah.
Because of the pain. Her last pill bill. We stayed up late enough so we wouldn't have to wake up 3 times. So we took one at about 11 o'clock. Another one at 3. No, 10 o'clock. Another one at 3 or 2. Just to keep the pain down. But I thought I had the alarm set. Right beside my side of the bed. And I opened my eyes and it wasn't quite time. My wife was sleeping fine. I turned the alarm off.
Amen.
I said, as long as she's sleeping good, I'm not going to wake her up to give her a pill.
Amen.
I might hug her, but not give her a pill. Then I heard her after a while and I knew this pain was coming. I got that pill and there was no time. She's back to sleep. I want to say this today. There's going to be a time when there'll never be any more pain.
Amen. Amen.
There'll never be any more pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thought about his brother Ken told about his daughter this week, and we prayed. I thought about Rebecca having been in the hospital in her back.
Yes.
And when your back hurt, you hurt all over.
Yes.
Mary Jane can tell you, when your back hurt, you hurt all over.
Yes.
Let me say this today. In the midst of it all, whatever you go through, once you keep it in mind, we're going to make it to the other side.
Yes.
And when we arrive on the other side, there'll be no pain. There'll be no more questions. There'll be no more of those waters.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No wonder I get excited, because that's the day I'm looking for.
Yes.
You said, well, Brother Jones, I can understand you. You've already lived a long time. I'm still young.
Amen.
But let me just share something with you. Those of you that are young, thank God that you're young and have ambitions and the rest. But the life over here is better than it is here.
Yes.
When the Lord comes by, you're young, you're going to enjoy that all the more.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's given us an invitation to come, and we came. But now that we've come, there are problems that come our way. There's problems that come our way. There's difficulties that come our way. But in the midst of it all, God said, I'll be with you.
Yes.
I'll take care of you. I will see you through on to the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise.
And the Bible says, when they awaken Jesus, he says, where is your pain? Where is your faith? Hallelujah. They've seen the miracles. They've seen the healings. And now they're in need for themselves. And they were saying, God, the Lord said to them, where is your faith? Oh, you have no bed. And Jesus stood in the bow of the boat and said, peace be still.
Amen.
Jesus taught to the elements.
Yes.
You know why? Because he has power over them.
Right.
I mentioned about the devil stirring up the storm. There's one greater than him.
Yes.
Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world.
Come on, yeah.
If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm on the side of the Lord.
Yes.
Let the devil stir up everything he can and will. Let him roar like a lion if he will. I heard a preacher preach one time, let him roar because he can't do anything. He's had his teeth pulled out.
Amen.
He has no power.
No.
Except that which God lets him have.
Yes.
Keep it in mind. The devil can't do anything to you but what God allows it. And if God allows it, it's for your good and for God's glory. And you might say, well, Brother Jones, I don't see any good in this. But if you saw what God saw, amen.
Oh,
if we can see like God sees, brother,
yes,
it'll be altogether different.
Hallelujah.
We live for today, but God says something out yonder.
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah. The invitation, the problem, a storm. And then there was a miracle.
Yes.
Then there was a miracle. He stood in the bow of the boat and said, peace be still.
Yes.
And he calmed the sea. I'm going to testify. I've lived for the Lord quite a long time. And there have been some problems. There have been some storms. And in the midst of them all, God has never failed one time.
Amen.
Sometimes I thought he was a little bit slow getting there. But when I look back, I realized he was right on time.
Amen.
Right on time.
Yes.
Sometimes I prayed and asked for God. I thought in the middle of the night, I was praying, laid my hand over on my wife's shoulder while she's sleeping. I was praying, God, take the pain away.
Yes.
God, take the pain away.
Yes.
Take the pain away. She said, I've never had pain like this. Never. The pain that she has when it's really painful.
Yes.
She said, I've never had. I've prayed for, take the pain away. Listen closely. He's going to take it all away.
Right.
And it might be today.
Yes,
for everybody.
Hallelujah.
For everyone.
Glory.
Not only Sister Cousin this morning, having been in, maybe still in intensive care.
Glory.
She was when I was visiting her and wrote the bulletin. Sister Cousin is fading. You can tell her mind now. She's been sharp. Her mind's been sharp so many times.
Yes.
And her mind's failing. Some things that she's telling me, but I thought, Sister Cousin, there's going to be a day when you and Brother Claude get together on the other side.
Yes.
Singing praises unto the Lamb.
Amen.
How many people you have blessed when you felt like you were getting old and your voice was cracking. Brother Claude didn't feel like he could sing with you anymore. And you went to the platform and you played the guitar by yourself and you sung 99 and a half won't do.
And you sung the song and that song. How many people you blessed, and now she feels like no one cares and no one understands. Thank God for you ladies that go by every week.
Yes.
And she said, when I walked in the door, where have you been? And I didn't try to explain everything. But sometimes you feel like, does anyone care?
Right.
Listen closer. Right. He's in the ship.
Right.
He's in the ship today.
Jesus.
You say, where is he? Where is he? When the disciples cried out, don't you care, don't you care?
Yes.
He stood up and he calmed the storm. Sometimes you'll have a storm in your life. Seems like everything is going backwards. When I went to visit Caroline, Pete's mom this week. And you know, it told us something about her daughter. Now the doctors have said maybe a week to live, but she's got cancer. When she saw it on the screen, because they had a hookup so that they could talk together on this technology. And she saw a daughter and didn't even realize it was a daughter because of the cancer. And all the rest didn't even know it was a daughter. And she's torn up because of what's happened. And I prayed with her. I prayed with her. Not because I'm special, but listen closely. I can't be with her, but I know someone that can.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Pete can't be with her. Anita can't be with her all the time. But I know someone that can. He knows the room right where she is. She knows the bed right where she is. He knows all about her. He knows all about Sister Goldhead. He knows all about Sister Cousin that sat on this one bed. Hallelujah. He knows about you. Whatever you're going to do this morning, he's able to calm the storm. He's able to bring peace to your heart. He's able to bring deliverance, whatever it might be. He's able, he's able, he's able. My God is able, hallelujah. He's able to set the captives free and to bring deliverance. We're serving a great big God. I preached this, tried to preach this morning with three thoughts. He gives the invitation saying, let us go to the other side, hallelujah. We're going to make it to the other side by the grace and help of God. And there'll be a storm that'll come in your life, but you're going to make it through the storm because he's with you. When it looks like you're going under, he'll come to the rescue.
Amen.
Remember the song the choir sings? He came to my rescue.
Yes.
He came to my rescue.
Glory to God.
And I'll share a story that I've told more than once. As a young boy, with my daddy being a barber, if you can imagine it, I had long, curly hair. I wasn't even a hippie. At 5 years old, I'd never had a haircut, and my daddy was a barber. I had long curls. We'd go down to the creek and go swimming. No, we didn't do any swimming, wading. And there was a boat. And my brother and I and my sister got in the boat. And it was tied to a post. All we were doing going around. Most of us were small. And the lady that was helping my mom was right there at the shore. And I fell overboard. I don't know what I was doing. I can't remember what I was doing. But my sister, she's older than I. She's the oldest of the family. She reached and got a hold of my curls. That's one time I'm glad I had some curls.
Amen.
She'd had a hard time today. And I went under again. Little fella! But she held on. She came to my rescue. And one day I was going down. It looked as if I was going down, and I felt like I was going down for the last time. And Jesus walked down the aisle. And it's at me. I said, he went over here with my wife. And this is what he said in essence. Let's go over to the other side. Come go with me. He invited me to come, and my wife and I stood up and walked down the aisle and gave our lives to Jesus. He came to my rescue. Hallelujah. I made a lot of blunders, and there's been a lot of storms, but he's come to me all. He's come to every one of them to my rescue. He's never failed me yet. Hallelujah. I read in the book of Psalms this week, and that's where I am in my Bible reading. He ran through a troop and jumped over the wall. Somebody asked Charles Wesley one time, suppose God told you to go through that wall. He said, if it's God, he's going to make a way. I'm going through it.
Amen.
Listen, whatever God says, we can do it. And I leave this with you today, and we're going to close. There'll be some problems in your life. If the Lord tarries very long, there will be some problems in your life. Not just because the devil is mean, but because God loves you, and there's trying times to make you stronger. And every time you pass a test, you get promoted.
Amen.
And one of these days, if you pass the fire test, you're going to have an ultimate promotion.
Amen.
God will test you because He loves you. And you'll go through some hard places. And keep this in mind. But Jesus said, let's pass over to the other side.
Yes.
If I go with Jesus, I am promised that I'm going to make it. That I'm going to make it into that city. I close and we're going to pray. You know that I am not a young man anymore. And if the Lord tarries, I realize and understand that I'm nearing the end of the journey. I'm well. I'm healthy. I can do 45 or 50 sit-ups every night, but I don't. I'm truthful. But I'm nearing the end of the journey. You know it. Some of you are older than I. You realize that you're nearing the end of the journey. But the best part about it that I can leave you today, He's just as real the last step as He is the first step. When I got up in that altar, man, I felt like running. I felt like telling the world, this is the greatest thing that ever happened. My sins are gone. My sins are gone. I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to heaven. And now I'm getting closer and closer. But it's just as real as He's ever been. He's a wonderful Savior. He'll bring peace to your heart and to your life. Remember the invitation. The store. The miracle. He'll do a miracle in your life. Will you stand together with me? Thank God. Thank God, thank God.